Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the concluding part of our Ours to Protect feature on fast fashion this month. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at what exactly fast fashion is, what damage it can do to our environment. We started to look at ways that we can make our wardrobe a little bit greener, and we also looked at some social enterprises that are out there offering us a sustainable alternative. This week, we're starting off by looking at how best we can identify fast fashion brands as we welcome back Aaron Murphy from Rediscover Fashion at the Rediscovery Centre.
One of the things that the fast fashion industry has done is that it's kind of eroded our sense of value for clothing. So the price point, if something is very, very cheap, it is going to be made with the fast fashion kind of business
model. It's a red
model.
Flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag. So many things that we can buy now from fast fashion brands, you wouldn't even be able to buy the fabric in Ireland to make that. Mm. Or even if it's just a scarf, you wouldn't even be able to buy the wool for the same price. It would be way more expensive. So I guess that's the key kind of identifier is the price point. And then, you know, like the things aren't made to last. There's a kind of, people might have heard of the idea of built-in obsolescence, and people kind of apply that usually to like products, like equipment, like washing machines or cookers or things like that. People are kind of becoming familiar with that. And with clothing, the built-in obsolescence is in the kind of manufacturing process and in the fabrics that are being used. Yeah. So the petrochemicals and just, you know, because the profit margin of a fast fashion brand is kind of, it works off the sheer quantity that they're being made.
The big thing, yeah.
They're trying to make as much as they can from the fabrics that they have. So they're like, there is no seam allowance on them. There's no, like, they're using as much of the fabric as they can to create their products. And it means that they're cutting corners and they're not made with high quality in mind. They're not made to last.
And when I was doing a piece on, I remember talking about chocolate and looking at integrity and people who are making chocolate and that. And when you see chocolate that's going on the shelf and it's been sold for nothing, chocolate eggs, and you're thinking, how have they become so cheap? Along with fast fashion, you have to remind yourself, somebody is really losing out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a huge amount of exploitation happening because the products are being made in an economy that isn't as strong as ours. So, you know, the living wage is much lower. And some people, like so many people, aren't even getting paid the living wage. And there's a huge environmental cost as well, which, you know, we need to keep in mind more and more and more. So in terms of like looking after our clothes, if something is in need of repair, you know, it's much cheaper to go buy a new one and throw away that one. And it's much more convenient also. But actually, we need to be thinking about the environmental cost as well as the financial cost. And we need to be thinking, okay, this is going to cost the environment way more if I buy a new one and throw that out than if I get this repaired or if I learn the skills to repair it myself.
Next up, we're returning to that question.
How can I make my wardrobe greener?
And it's time to meet up with the Eco Legends of Ordrea National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Joe.
Anna.
Lena.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Arisha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Tinae.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cavi.
Victor.
Kieran.
And see how they think you could make your wardrobe a little more eco-friendly.
We can try buy more eco clothes and like less polyester stuff.
We can try buy clothes from thrift stores.
Before we buy clothes, we can see if it's eco-friendly and sustainable.
I can make my wardrobe greener by checking the clothes I don't wear anymore and donate to charity or to younger siblings and buying better quality clothing.
You can make your wardrobe greener by buying higher quality clothes that will last you longer and checking where it was made.
You can make your wardrobe more greener by making sure your clothes are fair trade.
You can make your wardrobe greener by buying higher quality clothes and biodegradable clothes.
You can make your wardrobe greener by buying more quality clothes that last you long so you won't have to buy more and more clothes and buying stuff that are eco-friendly.
You can make your wardrobe more cleaner by not following trend and buying good quality clothes.
You can make your wardrobe greener by donating the clothes you don't wear to charity or to younger siblings.
The boys and girls there from Ardrí National School in Navan. We're going to finish up our feature on fast fashion by looking at a business offering a more sustainable option by selling pre-loved clothes online. I recently met up with Jennifer Thornton to find out how Offset Fashion came to be.
Well, initially I had looked at launching a kids' line of clothing for tweens and things because I have four girls and they were kind of outgrowing the sustainable clothing brand. And then I came across an article that said if we wanted our wardrobes to be sustainable, we need to reduce the new clothes we buy by 75%.
Wow.
Okay. There's already enough clothes in the world. In fact, for the next 100 years, we do not need another piece of clothing. There is enough for the entire population for the next 100 years without making... Now, obviously, everybody wants new socks and jocks, and I get that. But we don't need more clothes. There is enough. And yet they continue, the fast fashion continues, and I think they're estimating by 2030 that it'll be 150 billion items of clothing created in a year, every year. And, you know, most of that goes to landfill.
Yeah.
So we don't need more clothes.
And that's somewhere in the name of trend. That's somewhere where it is. It's fallen in somewhere in there, but not in any essential way.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think people just need to get more creative. Like, I mean, you can see some of the most stylish people that you come across.
Mm.
They're not wearing brand new stuff. They're not wearing, you know, fast fashion.
Offset Fashion.
Yeah.
Shops, which is high quality clothing that's available to people. Tell us a bit about the business. How does it work? It's online.
It's online. So what happens is people send us the clothing and we sell it. Now they have an option to either take a commission when it sells, or they can donate the commission to charities. We work with charities like Voice Ireland, the Down Syndrome Centre of Ireland, Jigsaw. And so when they sell, the proceeds of the sale for them will go to one of those charities if they want, or they can have the money themselves.
They can actually get some money back off that product.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
the clothes that are on Offset Fashion, what kind of clothes? Who are they geared at? Is it all ages? Or
There's a massive mix of it. You know, like, we do have a lot of, like, sustainable brands, ethical brands like Sugar Hill Brighton. We have Maximora. We have Duns of Sweden. We've got some Ralph Lauren. You know, we've got... And other stories, like, we've got a real mix of things and a mix of sizes and ages and styles. So it's
there's
great.
A bit there for everybody.
There really
is. So there's children's clothes.
There's children's clothes, there's children's shoes, there's women's clothing, there's men's clothing.
Okay.
We don't have as many men's clothing, but there are more coming in regularly.
Maybe men are wearing their clothes longer.
Well,
maybe.
But this is it. And I would laugh because my husband would be the same. And he would spend more on his shirts.
Okay.
Like, he would buy a shirt and it would be like... But it would be very good quality. And he would basically wear it for the 6 or 7 years. Then he needs a new shirt.
It's time to move on.
It's time to get...
Yeah.
But the reality is not everybody does that. And, you know, we found when we had the pop-up, the amount of men that came in going, oh, do you have anything for men?
Right.
It actually surprised us.
There's a market there.
There is definitely a market.
And I presume these garments, you'd only be selling them if they're in good condition.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, look, there are kids' clothing that might be faded colours, or there might be a small hole or something like that.
What kind of a price drop do you reckon that beyond some of these items from when they were originally bought to when they're being sold on Offset Fashion? Would it be 50% drop, or would it be more?
Yeah, some of it would be. Like, some of the things would definitely retain their value more than other things.
Okay.
But for the most part, there's a significant...
There's a big jump.
There's
down.
A big jump in savings, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and if people want to find out more, they go to Offset Fashion.
offsetfashion.com, and if anyone of the listeners is interested, Nova 15 will get you a 15% discount.
15% discount for the next week or so.
Yes.
Nova 15, so get in there quick. That's great. Listen, thanks you very much, Jennifer, for all your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's the online store offsetfashion.com for pre-loved clothes. And you'll find a growing market of similar shops both online and in towns and cities right across the country. Hours to Protect will return again on July 13th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Traco Brainon, on Radio Nova.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.